Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining me today. In our last podcast, we spoke about taking conscious breaks. Pietro shared her story about her sabbatical and how her trek to Nepal taught her so much about navigating life and challenges, and just how being in nature and taking a conscious pause was such a contrast to the driving daily schedule, and it helped her really reconsider what she wanted to do for the rest of her life and how she wanted to reinvent herself. And today we're talking to Alvin Lloyd Peter. He too has worked in complex corporate environments for 25 years, and he was working with leaders influencing global business transformation, and found that there was a real need to come alongside executives to support them in unlocking their hidden potential. He founded the Wisdom of Nature, which is a really unique approach that promotes impactful human growth and organizational development through harnessing the wisdom of nature, outdoors, and one-to-one, as well as in groups. Alvin and I also work together to support leaders as they learn from narrating their story, realizing what it is that is needed to author the next chapter of their lives. We guide them through a transformational process of self-discovery that helps them recalibrate mental programming and reimagine their future. Welcome, Al. Is there anything else that you feel is important for the listeners to know about you?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Laura, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's such a pleasure to be here. And just to add to that, you know, during my corporate life, you know, I realized my purpose was really to help people be their best selves and help them unlock the potential that's, you know, hidden within them. And so, you know, that sort of spurred me on to found and create the Wisdom of Nature. And, you know, in today's high-pressure world, leaders, they need more than skill. They need deep self-awareness. They need purpose. And what we do is we provide that immersive nature and natural experiences that cultivate those qualities. You know, it fosters resilience, reflective and authentic leaders for the challenge of today and the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was so intrigued by the way that you bring nature in and stories of being out in nature and what that's done for you. Mm-hmm. And, I was so interested to hear about your hike with your son, the Pondo hike. What did you experience personally from that?
Yeah, thanks, Laura. Besides the fact that, you know, we live in a beautiful country with vast open spaces, amazing raw beauty, and just being outdoors and exploring that, you know, that's a gift in itself. And to be able to do that with my son and a bunch of friends and colleagues over 4 days, the Pondo Trail is along the Wild Coast. It's quite an untouched part of the world, but and rugged and really, really beautiful and amazing. And, you know, I had two reflections that came to mind while being on this hike. The first was, you know, just sort of reflecting on how people are different and how we show up differently. You know, there were 20 of us on this hike, half of them kids and half of them, you know, adults of varying ages. And my first observation was, you know, we had people who, you know, were so task orientated. You know, it was in the morning. How long are we walking today? What time are we going to finish? How far have we gone? How far have we got to go? It was really around completing the task. And that was such a sense of accomplishment for them and gratification. And you know, at the end of that day, you know, they were euphoric. And then observing others who enjoyed the journey. They meandered. They never asked how far, where are we going. They just sort of went along with the flow. They stopped, they reflected, they told stories. We had achieved the same goal. They finished the same task. They had a different experience, but they also were euphoric and they had gratification. And, you know, that was just sort of exciting to see that how we all approach life and what we're doing in different ways, and the way that we've been formed, the way that we've grown up, the way that things have influenced us. And it's not wrong.
That's amazing. And you're so insightful in terms of different personalities and the way that we approach life and challenges and experiences. And it was about a way of being, actually. So I love what you've brought out there.
My second reflection was quite a powerful one for me. We were at this waterfall, and it's one of 19 waterfalls around the world that fall directly into the ocean or into the sea. And we were standing at this waterfall, and I had a reflection and a memory recall of, I was at that exact same spot 21 years ago with some friends of mine, and we were spending time down at the Wild Coast. And I remember my friend saying to me, you know, I just want to share this with you. And he said, I believe your life will see the love that you give to others return to you. And it's actually a line from a John Mayer song, but he said it to me with such sort of authenticity. But it was kind of motivation for me. I was now 21 years later at the exact same spot with my 10-year-old boy, you know, reflecting on this conversation.
That's so significant. And having slowed down enough to actually pay attention to the moment, the waterfall, and listening to the sounds around you and actually remembering back to that moment. I think so often, to your point earlier, we race through life and we miss things, or we don't allow ourselves enough time to actually go a bit deeper. So I'm curious about what you feel the discipline of walking helps shift for other people in spaces like that in terms of new ways of thinking.
Yeah, thanks, Laura. You know, it's so powerful, slowing down. It's just getting out, walking. You know, the act of walking, your feet on the ground, listening to the sounds, listening to the sound of other people's voices, listening to the sound of the animals around you, listening to the sound of the trees, the smells that you get. It's just all of a sudden brings you into sort of a mind, body, earth connection. And you start almost letting go. You start releasing it. And that slowing down helps us appreciate everything around us. And, you know, there was a recent article published in May 2025, actually this year, from the New Scientist Journal. And it surmises that walking in nature offers numerous health benefits, including improved mental well-being, reducing stress, but also enhanced physical health. You know, just being out in nature, you know, it removes physical and imaginary boundaries that we create for ourselves. You know, we all of a sudden feel the things that were impossible, you know, half an hour ago, a day ago, all of a sudden feel possible. They feel surmountable. What also, you know, walking in nature does, which, you know, you spoke about, is it gives us a sense of awe, you know, of the vastness of nature, mm-hmm. the depths of the ocean, these ecosystems that are in balance yet competing. You know, it creates a space for us for reflection and introspection. And, you know, there was another recent study that I was reading about. It talks about how hikers immersed in nature show significant improvements in creativity and problem solving.
That's really interesting. And also, I love what you said there. Our problems become so big in our mind often. Mm-hmm. And yet when we're in nature, we realize there's a much bigger picture out there. There's a vastness. We've been to the Namibian desert and stood on one of the highest dunes. And and also just the vastness of that, standing there and realizing that you really are just a little speck in that space seems to kind of put your problems into perspective.
Yeah. It almost helps us feel unstuck, you know, that dynamic environment, that openness. It almost gives you the energy to go, I can do this. You know, I can take on the world. Even though we're so small and we look at this vastness, it gives you such a sense of power in a way.
Yeah, it's true. It is, yeah, much bigger world out there, which is significant in itself. Mm-hmm. What are some of the unexpected things that you see executives face up to when they experience this vastness, or just nature and being present, being attentive to, you know, what comes up emotionally, mentally, and physically even?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, what surprises me every time is how I often hear from executives saying, why didn't I do this sooner? It's right on my doorstep. They're not connected to anything. They're just outside. They're, you know, we walk alongside each other. We have our conversations, but we're out in nature. It's no demand to like, I need to be here. I need to answer this email. We all of a sudden we give ourselves permission to just be.
Mm.
And, you know, what I've seen often, we have the answers and the solutions we're looking for within us.
Hmm.
And that's, you know, what I do is kind of, we walk alongside them. I guide them through this, and we use nature to help us. Our menu of possibilities are usually constrained by our life experiences, depending on our life experiences. But being in nature and observing this vast, open, dynamic environment, all of a sudden we add to those menu of possibilities. There's new ways of solving problems.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah, I had a client and, you know, we were working together on her purpose and, you know, she deeply reflected on that. And she was a corporate banker for the last 18 years. And she realized her true purpose, what really brings her joy, what's in her heart, is she wanted to be a teacher.
Wow.
And we just sat with it and said, okay, well, what does that really mean? How do we, how do we bring that to life? And it's difficult, you know, after, you know, 20-year corporate career, now all of a sudden I want to be a teacher and shift professions. And, you know, we reflected on, you know, what are the options? How do we bring this to life? How can she live a life that's more aligned with her purpose? You know, and now she still works at the bank, but she now teaches her colleagues. She's part of the learning and development team. It would have changed, but she couldn't see that. She couldn't, and she needed to get out of her environment and look at, you know, and you know, so a creative solution, a bold one.
Mm. And that is amazing how that kind of unlocked and shifted something for her.
Yeah.
Conversation just comes out naturally when you're doing something together, when you're walking alongside each other. That speaks to what a coach does in terms of coming alongside someone and just creating that mirror to allow the person to see what's happening inside of themselves mentally, emotionally. And that's a great example and just great story about what shifted for her. So thanks for sharing that.
Just to add, you know, you spoke about sometimes the silence. Sometimes the silence is really, really important. And, you know, there are times I walk alongside my client and we're silent for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. We're reflecting, we're thinking, we're almost going deeper. So those silences as well are really important. And it's often, you've got to allow this. Because sometimes we're afraid of silence, you know, we're afraid we've got to fill the space. And when you're out in nature, the space gets filled by the trees, the birds, the sounds, and, you know, and you can just be. You know?
Absolutely. It's a great contrast to the lives that we fill that are full of technology and screens and just a lot of noise outside and a lot of noise in our heads. So lovely to create that silence and space for us to observe and notice. In terms of walking with leaders, you've worked with leaders who have had a lot of input, mentorship, training, strategy, and they still ask, you know, how can I show up in the world in a more impactful, meaningful way? So what do you believe is important about reflecting on one's personal story and values?
It's so important. I don't think we ever, you know, we often don't take the time to reflect deeply on where we've come from and our life's journey. and truly understand sort of what shaped us, what's formed us, both personally and professionally. You know, what are the stories? What are the experiences? What are the events that happened that shaped us, that enabled us, that disabled us, that unconsciously are influencing us to behave in a particular way? You can't connect the dots going forward. So we've got to look back.
True.
And we've got to look deep, and then we can connect the dots. And that's often, you know, what we work with is trying to identify those patterns and the behaviors that unconsciously or consciously influence us. But then, you know, we become aware, and that self-awareness is so important. You know, we spoke about that earlier. And, you know, when you're aware of why do I do this? Why do I show up in this particular way? Oh, I know it's linked back to, you know, that happened to me. And we can then make conscious choices of change. We can decide, you know, that's okay. That's how we want to show up. Or actually, that's actually not serving me well in the way I'm showing up professionally or personally. And how do we shift that? And how do we change that?
Mm-hmm. And how do you create that context for someone to reflect on, you know, the way that they're showing up and align to how they actually want to change in order to achieve what they, or to move in a direction that they want to do or show up in a more meaningful way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think the way, you know, often it's trying to help them and hold up that mirror and without judgment. And that's, you know, it's often why we don't want to go to the places where we know those things that happened and they enabled us or disabled us, because we feel we're going to be judged. We feel people are going to go, oh my God, I didn't know that happened. Why did that? And we create this psychologically safe space where we can be open, we can share. And often the stories that, you know, I hear from my clients they often haven't told many people about them, you know, but it's so important that we create this environment for them to be able to share, to be able to be open, to be able to go where they're almost afraid to go, but which can unlock how they move forward and what that future vision for them is and future success.
Yeah, just interesting that you said, a point that you made there that was pertinent, in the sense that we often don't create time and space to hear people's stories and for them to be really seen, heard, and understood. And just giving someone recognition and really just see them as people, see the gifts that they bring into this world and to other people.
You know, that's the beautiful part of it. We all have a journey. We all have a story. Mm. And that story is ours, and it's valid. And it's so important to create the space for people to share that story and to listen and to, without judgment.
Absolutely. It's true. And it always amazes me how we always are asking the question, what's next? These senior leaders who really have accomplished a lot in life, we've both seen that with people. And it's a question that we almost need to always be asking, what's next and how do you navigate the space?
People are searching for real meaning and real purpose. Mm. And I think that's, you know, that's the word for me. It's helping them understand who they are and what their purpose is. You know, when we reflect and we reflect on who we are and where we've come from, and we understand that, when you look at our story and what shaped us and where we are today, and if we can then take a look at ourselves and almost say, like, what brings us joy? What are we passionate about? What gives us energy? What motivates us? What drives us? You know, if we know that, if we kind of get a sense of who we are, you know, we can then craft a vision for our lives, both, you know, personally and professionally. Where do we want to go, and how do we come true to this purpose? You know, so it's really asking that critical question. I also love being outdoors and in nature. And, you know, for me, it was like, okay, well, how can I live out my purpose and bring in what I enjoy and give that to others, bring that gift to others.
Yeah, I love what you said there. I was listening to someone speak And she was saying, you know, how other people describe you is so telling of that song that's coming out of you. And yeah, I think it's great as a coach that we create that space for people to hear the sound, or that for them to see what others are seeing inside of them, because we say things about ourselves in our own head that are different to how other people are experiencing us. Have you had any other examples like that, and leaders that have gone through the process with you, the coaching process, and, or, you know, being in that nature and felt like, wow, this is, I suddenly have quite a lot of clarity about what makes me unique.
Another example where I worked with a client who is, he was a deputy CEO of an organization here in the Cape. And we were working together on personal visioning. And during the time when we were looking back and looking at his story and his life, and he, you know, he was deeply reflected on his story, and we discovered a pattern of behavior that stemmed from his parent-child relationship. And we, you know, connecting the dots, realized that this was actually holding him back. You know, this was because in the way he was showing up in different environments in the workplace professionally, and it gave him such clarity, and he goes confidently stepped into that. And I remember him reflecting, you know, playing back the conversation he then went and had with his board to say, you know, are you guys going to make me the CEO or not? Because it's been, you know, whatever, 2 years or something like that. And they go, well, actually, we've been waiting for you.
Wow.
We think you're now ready. And he stepped into it, you know, and that was such a beautiful example. And, you know, every 6 weeks we have sort of accountability sessions, which is quite powerful as well, you know, because, you know, now that he's the CEO, he steps into a new environment and needs to lead in a different way when he was, you know, the deputy. But that was, for me, that was such a beautiful story.
It's an incredible story. Yeah. And in terms of helping leaders and just seeing them be empowered, insight is great. It's great to have the aha moments. But how do you help leaders, like the example that you shared with us where, you know, it was about that person realizing that they need to step into the role and owning that? How do you help someone like that sustain it?
Yeah, look, I mean, and that's so important. You know, and it's and often this is where we fall short. You know, we often want to say change is we often say, you know, change is the only constant, and yes, the world is changing, etc. And I think we all like to believe that we embrace change, but we naturally as humans have an immunity to change. So, you know, this is where for me accountability is really, really important. And whether that is your coach or whether that's an accountability partner that you're comfortable with, or that you can share your journey and your story and what you're trying to achieve, and help check in with them every now and then and check in with them and have a conversation. So it's really a journey, but it's also the individual. They really, really want to make that change in their lives. And so working with that energy and that desire and also having that accountability, you know, it's sort of it's a great combination.
Wonderful way to put that, just that accountability and partnering together and, you know, going on the journey together. And for other people who may be listening to this and feeling like they're successful, but they feel a bit restless or misaligned inside, what would you want them to hear today?
I would say you're not alone.
It's lovely.
We've all been in this space. We all question whether we're on the right path, we're on the right track. Are we doing the right thing? You know, it's something that we all ask ourselves at some point of time in our lives. And we've all been there. But what I would say is we need to take the step to say, okay, well, how do we change this? What's the change we want in our life? And some of the work that we do and you do, Laura, around personal visioning is an amazing tool and an approach to help us gain clarity. It can be really, really transformative. Help people be successful going forward. Yeah,
for sure. And that's a beautiful analogy as well, what you said there about not being alone and being on a trail, because it really is not so wonderful to know that you're alone on a trail, but to know that you are supported and that you journeying together is really what inspires you to keep moving forward.
You know, asking for help, you know, we're so afraid of asking for help. We're so afraid of saying, I don't know. It's a moment of vulnerability, but it's a moment of strength.
Yeah, true. You're making me think of another bit of research that Brené Brown did, and she was looking at how managers actually were able to trust those who they employed. And one of the things that on the employee side is that they felt like they couldn't ask for help. But as a manager, what came out in the research is those that asked for help, it was actually more trust because they weren't afraid and there was a shared understanding of clarifying things. So I love what you've said there. And just in terms of other resources or books, what would you recommend or suggest?
I would say, imagine your doctor prescribes you a new treatment, you know. It's pleasant, it's enjoyable, you can have as much of it as you want, you know. There's side effects, but those side effects are spontaneous euphoria, being in a good mood, and not to mention this, you know, this prescription, this medicine's free, and it's available all around you. It's not a wonder drug, it's not any medical procedure that the doctors recommended. Instead, it's a nature prescription, a recommendation to spend time in nature. Sounds far-fetched. It's happening right now. In Scotland, doctors are starting to prescribe to their patients to get out into nature on a daily basis to experience nature. So, but I'd love people to read. There's an article called I mentioned it earlier. It's called Take a Hike. Okay. And it's in the New Scientist Journal. And it was published in May 2025 this year. And it really talks about how powerful just walking and getting outside into nature is so beneficial for us, not only physically, but also mentally.
Yeah, that's great. I know a friend who actually went through serious burnout. And that's exactly what the doctor said. Just the time in nature has helped settle things down. And as you said, asking for help, reaching out to someone like a coach who can walk a journey with you. How can people reach out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd love to hear, you know, from your listeners and how they incorporate nature in their daily lives, you know, in their routines to improve their well-being and performance. And, you know, and also, you know, should they want to take a transformative, you know, step in terms of their purpose and their leadership journey, you know, they could, you know, email me at al@wisdomofnature.co.za or contact me via my Instagram page. It's @wisdomofnature.za.
I'm sure that this has spoken very significantly to many people who, you know, just are looking for some sort of an outlet in nature, whether you can go on a big hike or whether you can just find a space close to home. And if anyone has had any thoughts or comments in listening to this, I'd love to hear from you. You can post a comment, follow the stories. You can find me at techneground.co.za. Send me an email, laura@techneground.co.za, to share your comments, thoughts, and responses to this podcast.
Thanks for having me.